Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
Episode Hanjuichi, I think.
111.
It is a palindromic episode.
It is.
Indeed. And we are both sick as hell.
Yes.
So we are coming to you live. But vile.
We
are not well people.
We might get some on the mic, and for that we apologize.
We apologize if we phlegm up your ear holes. Sorry about that. We're late because of illness, and
Barry
bad things.
Very, very bad things.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the Barry explosion? I think that's a pretty funny sounding story.
Well,
because everybody has put frozen vegetables or whatnot on sprains.
Yes.
So
I was using a bag of Barry Medley frozen berries, oddly enough, to alleviate some pain in my knee.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a nice, large, like a 3-pound bag, and it was just perfect. Took a bunch of Ambien and passed out because I was hurting really bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I woke up in the morning to a horrific sight.
Looked like a Smurf and Smurfacost.
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, I take that back. I didn't wake up to the horrific sight. I woke up, and I went about my day.
Oh.
And I took the bag off, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah, whatever. Put it back in the freezer, went about my day. This tells you something about me. Went back to make my bed later.
Uh-huh.
And noticed this huge red, purple-blue stain encroaching over all the sheets and the underlayment and everything.
Oh, no.
And I was like, that's never coming out. So I was frantically scrubbing and cleaning.
We sound so horrible. This is awesome.
and through the wonders of oxygenated cleaning products.
Oh, the type that would not go for $29.99, not go for $15.99, but $9.99 will get you, yeah.
Ish. That stuff was in the Max Power Squirt gel that was on there and scrubbing and setting and scrubbing and setting, and then I washed them and they all went, poof, hey, what's the big deal?
Oh, nice.
And I'm like, but your blackberry, raspberry, strawberry, blueberry, anytime I get an actual berry on me, whatever that clothes is, might as well just be incinerated because it ain't never coming out.
It becomes your painting ensemble.
And I had you all...
Maybe it's like a Long Island iced tea of berry juice where they counteract each other so the dye can't set because they're all blocked.
Oh, that would be an interesting... Maybe.
I don't think so. I think it was
the way to get strawberry stains out is to cram blackberry juice all over it.
I think it was the OxyClear.
Yes.
Whatever.
So, needless to say, crisis averted.
Mm.
Bedwear perfect.
Mm.
Plague still ridden.
Oh, so ridden.
Even went to the doctor today.
I have been going through more tissues than my first year of college when I didn't have a girlfriend.
Wow.
It has been terrifying.
That's a lot.
It really is. Well, so I'm, you know, me, I'm a dude. I don't buy facial tissue. I use toilet paper.
Right.
And I have gone through like 3 full rolls of Cottonelle, the big rolls, since this started, because I am just constantly leaking from the face. The facial holes are just, yeah, it's terrible.
If we keep going with this metaphor, I will lose my shit.
Oh, literally. No, hope not.
Nope, other end.
Okay. So, we come to you today sounding like 2 reviewers from the New Yorker.
Just, I liked it.
I just yeah, <later. clears throat> yes. Yep, exactly.
Mm.
We should do this for a living.
Yeah.
So I'm very glad that worked out for you. You knew it was coming. Oh, it had to be. I was gonna make a joke like, why didn't you hang the sheet outside of your window to show that you had a delicious dessert for the first time? So,
because it wasn't cherry juice.
Oh, that's terrible. You're terrible. You should feel bad. Well, we do feel bad.
We do feel bad.
I'm feeling really bad
throughout this entire podcast.
Oh, man.
Padcast? Podcast. That's it.
Padcast.
Padcast.
About $5.99, depending on the Thai restaurant.
Yeah.
It's your padcast. Be pad Thai there. Pad Thai. Yeah, a little pad Thai peanut noodle. A little spicy noodle. Oh, I could go for some spicy noodle.
Yeah, I know. The minute you started saying that, I was like, my sinuses would like that.
Yeah. What I ended up doing was I got a Campbell's chunky steak and mushroom soup and squirted just a ton of sriracha, cock sauce into it.
Mm-hmm.
Just sat there squirting the cock sauce into that soup till it was hot enough to where I probably wouldn't have eaten it if I didn't have a cold.
Right.
But I've been just laying on the couch watching X-Files, which my face is more of an X-File than most of the X-Files that I've seen so far.
So. I saw today, by the way, Trader Joe's has their own form of sriracha.
Oh, I was hoping Trader Joe's had their own X-Files.
And a Green Dragon fiery sauce.
Oh, really?
Well. Yes.
Really? That's a little too...
I don't know what that's supposed to be, but...
Opium.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
But if you're chasing it, it's right there.
If you're
I mean, I've already caught it.
Yeah. So I guess we should go through our weeks. Well, let's talk about a couple things first, though.
Okay.
Just because I want to get these out here. first of all, if you don't follow us on Twitter, follow us on Twitter.
Yes, please.
@2Bards.
I believe that's
very
correct.
Very easy to get to @2Bards. If you go to our Twitter, you will find right now a link to the RPG Research trailer project.
Yes,
which we've talked about a little bit before. Hawk Robinson, who is an amazing Patreon supporter, has a research project, and they are trying to get a lift installed on an RPG trailer that's used to sort of travel around and do this actual research, and help people out and all this stuff. So the wheelchair lift, there's a GoFundMe
for that.
So check out our Twitter, and it'll probably be in the links on Bardic Knowledge for this.
Yes,
but go check that out. Second,
I believe it's GoFundMe. slash RPG trailer.
I believe so too. Next, Trampas Johnson is running an Extra Life campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what Extra Life is, it's kind of an extension of Child's Play, the charity that was made by Penny Arcade.
Right.
Extra Life expands to multiple cities and really helps get money to where the people who are contributing are, rather than just all coming to Seattle Children's, though, you know, hey, Seattle Children's, great hospital.
Yep.
But if you go to tinyurl.com/, hold on, let me get a
little... OPHS as in Sam 793.
There you go. tinyurl.com/OPHS793. You will be linked to his campaign page. Mm-hmm. Go sponsor. We will be, both bards will be participating in it.
Yes.
That's going to be the 6th, I believe 6th and 7th of November, or 5th and 6th of November.
Somewhere in there.
You'll see it on November. The page. Yeah. But very early in November, we're going to be doing, helping out with the 25-hour, I think. It's 24 plus that starter hour. So.
Oh, right.
It's a 25-hour little gaming session, and we will be dropping in and playing, hopefully, with some of you guys.
Yes. So. And there are already, man, a couple people signed up who are going the full 25.
That's ridiculous.
Plus Trampas.
I would. I can't.
No, I
just can't. I would fall apart.
I'm going to see how I am as to where I want to fit
in. I may stick around.
Like, I'm thinking I want to be in the last segment just because they're all going to be punchy as shit.
And that'll be fun. Really smart. Oh, that'll be fun.
So I'm thinking of hedging my bets, but who knows? I might jump in multiple places.
Yep. And last week I talked about a Kickstarter that I helped film.
Mm-hmm.
That Kickstarter is now live. It's called Tell Your Children. That's Emily Rommel Shimkus's poetry Kickstarter, where she's taking four poems that she has written, and she's turning them into short films.
Nice.
So you can find that. Oh, I hate Kickstarter short URL.
At kck.st/ 1ibjx6.
There you go. Or just go to Kickstarter.com and look for Tell Your Children.
Right.
That'd be much
even easier.
Or go to Bardic Knowledge and click the link that I'm sure will show up there.
Yes, because Seth's really good about that.
Seth's awesome about that. So this is, again, is Emily Shimkus. They got a small grant from Tacoma,
mm-hmm.
But they don't get the money until all the production's completed. So they basically are post-pay on everything. This Kickstarter is just to get pre-production done and get the actual filming started, and also potentially get some stretch goals like some animation and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And then one last thing that happened this week that I'm super excited about is The Mayor 3 came out.
Yay!
Buhman, who...
And At, for those of you not in the know.
This is... I'm the executive producer and director of photography on this, so I may be a little biased, but this is fucking great. It's just so good. Buhman figured out how to do After Effects animation and kind of went crazy, and it's great looking stuff. I love it so much. I'm really, really pleased with what happened. This is Sean Shelton. There's a huge effect shot with Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Special makeup effects in this one. It is hands down the best thing they've done so far.
Sweet.
So go check that out. Start with The Mayor preamble, and then the parts 1 and 2, and then get into part 3.
Yeah.
But it's good stuff.
Yep.
Actually, I think the preamble is part 1, so it's only 3 parts.
Okay.
But go check it out.
Yeah.
So other than that, my week has been being very sick.
Mm-hmm.
Not yet purchasing Mario Maker, but I will soon.
Okay.
Because I know there's going to be burning questions out there about, what do you think about Mario Maker?
What is Mario Maker?
Ah, buddy, you're going to like this.
Okay.
Old school Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers.
Yes.
NES, Super Mario
Brothers.
Make your own levels. Legitimately on the Wii U. Play them on the gamepad. Share them. I'm really looking forward to it. So it's the 30th anniversary of Mario Brothers, of Super Mario Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, maybe just, no, yeah, Super Mario Brothers.
Okay.
30th anniversary, so they put out Mario Maker. And it's not just the old ones. There are like newer ones and stuff, but you get to make your own levels for real.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And you get to really share them too. You just give a code out and people put in the code and they get to play your level. It's so cool.
The clued. It's amazing.
It's, well, partially. When it's not looking at your wiener, it's pretty cool.
True, yeah.
It does look at your wiener a lot. That's why it rains. It's very sad.
And I'm exercising restraint. And I'm going to move on.
Okay.
Or not. Up to
you.
No,
I don't. We can.
But I'm not going to ask the stupid question that was about to... Yeah, never mind.
Okay.
I'm done with that. It could be the plague talking.
It could be.
And maybe that's a good thing.
You know, it's funny, though, because all of the cloud engineers I've ever met look like Winnie the Pooh. Figure that out.
Huh.
Because he played a cloud.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So how was your week, Scott?
Week was pretty good.
Good.
Closed To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yes, by the way, congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, I believe we set box office records for the theater. We sold out everything since the Pay What You Can fully. We added an extra show this last Sunday that Sean Shelton was going to get tickets for, and I said, no. Find out if the rest of the gang is coming,
mm-hmm.
and then I will see if I can get you guys a discount as a group.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't hear back from him,
mm-hmm.
and thought that it was falling through, and mm-hmm. Friday he texted me, so, what about Sunday? And I'm like, it sold out.
Oh.
So, my apologies to Sean and his lovely wife for screwing up a night out to come see the theater with the thought that the other four people who promised that they were going to come didn't bother to do so. I won't name names, Bandersnatch Studio Half, not Shaw Chilton. also got a text from Brian Lewis.
Yeah.
That read, fuck, 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 fuck.
So he texted me right before he texted you, probably, because he wanted me to go. And I was like, dude, it's sold out. And he's like, what? Because he asked me Friday to go on Friday night. He's like, I think he wanted me to go on Friday or go on Saturday. I forget which one. But he texted me the day before. And I'm like, dude, it's sold out.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's been sold out for a while now. He's like, no. I was like, oh, yeah, there might be a single seat or two left, but there's not going to be anything together.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, no. And I was like, I really can't go anyway because I actually really had stuff to do. I had filming and also on Saturday. Man, what were we doing on Saturday? Oh, Aaron was in a fashion show.
Oh, cool.
That I was originally going to help shuttle for and didn't end up helping shuttle for anyway, but I thought I was going to be doing that. Mm-hmm. So that's why I couldn't go on Saturday. But I literally couldn't have gone on Saturday anyway because there were no damn tickets left.
Right.
Because you guys did a great job.
Yeah, they were pulled off for pre-sales early in the week.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I tweeted and Facebooked almost every show,
mm-hmm.
feeling like a horrible huckster.
Well, yeah, but you were helping good stuff.
Hey, we're selling out if you want to come see this. And it's new to me because I've always been able, even at Harlequin, even mm-hmm. during really, really strong sellers like Stardust or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
There's always some tickets that you can grab, you know, or maybe usher seats or something. I mean, we were stacking family on the tech deck.
Oh, wow.
Trying to get everybody who really needed to see the show see it. So it went really well. Aaron, who played Brick mm-hmm. in Cat on a Hot Tin Roof and who played Atticus in this show.
Mm-hmm.
And who directed me in Middletown?
Yes,
is going to be directing Head of Gobbler next year, and I had auditions for that, and was lucky enough to co-audition with Rogar, Mr. Matt Shimkus.
Oh yeah, oh we can say that.
Well, I was there, and we auditioned together.
Because last week it was Shat Mimkus.
Well, it was Shat Mimkus, and I wasn't sure because I hadn't seen him. I didn't ask his permission to talk about this, but. We don't ask anyone's permission. I just didn't know if he was actually on the list to audition.
Right, okay.
Now that I've seen his lovely face, I can say, yeah, I was there with Matt. We read a scene together.
Because I think it was Shat Mimkus and Shemily Amel Rimkus were the two names, yeah.
Speaking of that, we were doing a take on that with a line from the show, which was, it was about a liver-colored bird dog named Tim. And we ended up transposing all the letters, so it was a colored liver,
clever level,
bird god named Mitt, or I don't know. It sounded very politician-y all of
bird
a sudden.
Bird god named Mitt is pretty fear-inducing.
Yes.
Caca! You're going to hell!
But it was good times, mm-hmm. and it was a strong production, and you know the little depression after you've spent 8 weeks with people is starting to set in a little bit, but hopefully I will know the next podcast or two if I'll be doing Get a Hobbler.
Speaking of depression, so the Rams. Wasn't it the Rams? With their little squeak. I mean, it was an amazing fourth quarter.
It was overtime, yeah.
It was an amazing fourth quarter. Like, it was a ridiculous fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And then, I'm pulling all this from... I was eating at a wing place. And so I, like, just osmosed a little bit of this. But yeah, I watched and... Basically, I think when we left, it was... It was whatever it was right at the end of the game, at the end of regulation play.
31-31.
And then they 34-31 is how they won with a field goal.
Yep.
Okay. So.
Yep.
Yeah, it was very loud. There were only like four different groups in this building, and it was so loud because they were freaking out. Because for the first three quarters of this game, they'd been like, oh, fuck, everything sucks. We hate everything. And then suddenly, new life, insanity, Lots and lots of yards.
Guess where I left watching the game?
Probably third quarter?
Yep.
Okay.
So I'm in the dressing room getting ready for fight call, running around trying to plug in my headphones so I can get FM reception on my phone.
Because we have phones,
and we're like, what? Oh my God. Okay. And yay, we're up. It's 28. Oh, they scored a, what? 18 on the inch point. And Brophy's texting me back and forth, keeping me in the know of what's going on. And
right.
Everybody is on their phones. One of the guys was, I'm not going to say who, was MIA.
Uh-huh.
10 minutes before the show opened, everyone's freaking out, going, where is this person? We haven't heard from this person. He's not answering his phone because his phone died due to all the texts and everything.
Wow.
And knew he was going to be there. And I checked Facebook and I saw a post and I'm like, he posted 8 minutes ago. He's not dead. He'll be here. So that was a good time.
Do we have to say a little congratulations to Brophy on account of the...
No, heavens no.
Okay.
Fuck that guy. Fuck that guy and fuck that team. Whatever. It was a fluke.
It was a
fluke of nature.
I don't know, man. Dallas, they have a history.
Leave the room. You said the name.
I said the name. I didn't invoke him. I didn't say the name.
Now, if you
I
said Dallas city. Buyers Club,
well,
then we're okay.
Something.
Congratulations, Brophy, on your Cowboys. See, I can be the bigger man.
Fuck yeah, me. You did a lot of work there to help him out there, Brophy.
Your team is amazing.
Thanks to you. Thanks
your
to you,
contributions
Tom
are.
He probably tithes to them. 10% every month goes to...
Well, it does in the gear he buys.
Oh, jeez, that's true.
Yeah. Speaking of Tom, so he had... I think I can say it.
I don't know.
His first Nikkei audition today.
Oh.
For a little something-something that's happening on the east side of the state, and that's all that I'm going to say, but I'm really proud of him.
Speaking of something that's happened on the east side of the state, did you happen to check out the interview that got posted? I want to say Adam Harum posted it. No, Adam Boyd posted it. Not Adam Harum. Sorry. Apparently, the actors from something on the east side of the state decided to pan the east side of the state back in L.A. on an L.A. morning show.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't very well received.
So all of those... people who aren't from the east side who took jobs away from those of us on the west side because
yes.
They said that they'd work as local east side hires.
People from the severe south side.
Oh, wow.
They're just pissed because we have water.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did not see that, but now I will be looking for it.
Yeah, just go to Adam Boyd's Facebook page and you'll find it.
Okay.
I'm sure Seth will link to it too.
Yeah.
Just a little morning interview show thing.
So then Tom's at the Mariners game, which I would be at, except that we're podcasting right now. Mm-hmm. But when we're done,
these are the
and
sacrifices.
The game's done, yeah, I do make sacrifices. We're going to see the inaugural episode of Kurt Sutter's new masterpiece, or hopefully, the Bastard Executioner.
I've heard hype. I haven't heard anything about it yet, but I've heard a lot of good hype.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that. Miss Fisher's Murder Mystery Season 3 is now on Netflix, all in one chunk. So,
oh, nice.
Very excited about that. I've been rewatching, like I said, The X-Files. Aaron's been rewatching Frasier, so I've also been rewatching Frasier.
Mm.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Just cracks me up because it's a... I mean, it tries really hard to be a Seattle show, but it was obviously filmed on a soundstage in LA, you know, kind of thing. And it's... Some of the stuff they do is just hilarious. Like him doing 60 in a 40 on 4th and Blanchard, where there's nowhere to do any of those numbers.
No.
You can't even do them. Like you physically could. You would just immediately hit something. But yeah, it's been funny. And then watching, they did a Spokane episode and watching one of the actors just struggle with the word Spokane.
Yeah.
Because it was like Spokane. Spokane.
Like they didn't do Puyallup. That would have fucked their minds.
They did Squim once and said it right.
Yeah.
I was shocked because they do collars.
Because they didn't read it.
Right, right.
They someone told just heard yeah. someone said, squim. Okay, squim. I can say that.
Yeah.
But I can't look at it and say it. No. Can't read it and say squim.
No.
Sequim. What? Oh, and Seth, please find, if you can, because everyone will love this, whether you like Sons of Anarchy or not, there was a 2013-2014 Charlie Hunnam couldn't make the Comic-Con, and so sent in a video to San Diego Comic-Con.
This is him getting the massage and all that shit? Yeah, okay.
I finally saw it and about lost my shit.
Yeah, it's pretty
because, funny. Because, oh wow, it's like, okay, this is kind of amazing.
Yeah, oh, it was, yeah.
The other one, if you haven't seen it, is no spoiler alerts that I will say on this podcast for those catching up. But there's a certain cast member who has a ritual performed with a samurai sword, and Mark Boone, Charlie Hunnam, Ryan Hurst, and one of the other, I don't think he was an executive producer. I'm not sure what his relationship was, but there's a really awesome video that shows a bunch of guys who are playing bikers in tears. And once you get to the point where you know what it's all about, it's an amazing video.
I won't say anything because I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure that you do, and I'm sure I gave it all away, but
yeah. Well, anyway. And doing a rhyming thing would just fuck everything up, so
it would.
Yeah. Yeah, so the only other thing that's been going on is just getting ahead of this. If you guys are interested in Strowlers, like we said, we don't have anything to do with it at all. Oh, we've got a question.
I'll hold through all of my questions.
I'll hold. Forget I even said it. Forget I even said it.
Why do we have planning meetings, Andy?
Just, these are podcast listeners. They'll forget in the next 5 seconds.
Oh, that's true.
They're listening to this while they're fucking eating toast and like logging into work on a, oh crap, no, it's Wednesday. They're actually going to be listening.
They're going to be listening.
Because, yeah, on Mondays, we get away with this because everyone's like logging back into work and they've got their minds all over the place. On a Wednesday, they're like, fuck, I want to get out of here. All right, I'll listen to the podcast. Oh, I'm actually listening to it. Why am I listening? These guys suck. Unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, two fun things.
Oh, yes.
One, I'm having a meeting with Kairos Productions.
Oh, nice.
Larry and Corey.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about the future involvement for their web presences and how I may help them establish things, which will be very fun. And I get to live out sort of a fantasy of mine tomorrow afternoon, evening. I am a huge closeted D.B. Cooper fan.
I don't know. I mean,
I grew up at the time when
you paid for that painting. It's hanging in the center of your living room.
Yeah.
I don't say that. That's not closeted. You have a duffel bag with D.B. written on it. You want to go learn to jump out of an airplane.
That's a parachute.
It's
not a duffel bag.
Well, that explains.
That's one of the parachutes. But there's a local screenwriter who is having his screenplay read at SIFF Catalyst tomorrow. And he's also deep in a couple really big film script competitions.
Mm-hmm.
Like the type that it's at the point now where they're releasing his information to executive producers.
Cool.
And it's not, I mean, they have a script that not even what we're going to read. But I get to play D.B. Cooper.
That's awesome.
Get to do a SIFF Catalyst where I am a lead.
Wait, are you D.B. Cooper? We'll talk about that later.
Yes.
Okay.
We will talk about that later. That is not an answer to your question.
Understood.
Except that we will talk about it later.
Oh, and congratulations to Brian Bender, by the way.
Yes.
Whose birthday is tomorrow. And also, just got a brand new baby out of the whole deal. Brand new
baby boy,
Michael. Out of the whole day, look at that. Don't go away. So,
thank God he's got Katie's eyes.
I know.
Otherwise, that child would just be...
I just can't believe they let him leave the hospital with him.
I know.
But, yeah. No, Bender's...
I think he signed a lot of paperwork.
I like Bender's eyes.
Oh, I like his eyes, too.
They fit Bender. I don't think they'd fit the baby.
Right. That's what I mean.
So, oh, okay.
That's a very tiny baby in that picture, and if he had Brian's eyes, he would be huge. He would look like...
I'd have to double the size of his head.
Right.
He'd look like one of those frogs. Or, no, one of those goldfish. Like the... You know?
Or, who's the voice you were doing? Hey, master.
Oh, well, yeah, I forget. It was supposed to be, I don't remember. My head
Laurie.
Is... Laurie. Yeah, it was supposed Peter to be Peter Laurie. Laurie, but it wasn't Peter Laurie. It ended up being the other guy.
Yeah, but it was, but that's who I'm thinking of, yeah. Right? Small head, big eyes.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Right, okay, perfect. So, Michael does not look anything, nor does Brian, nor does Katie, for that matter, look anything like Peter Laurie.
No, no. I mean, they have, like, the same type of appendages in general. That'd be about it.
Yes.
Because he's... Peter Laurie's not a very human-looking dude.
No.
No. So
kind of like Nathan Rice.
Kind of like Nathan Rice.
Yeah.
Who actually isn't human, so it doesn't matter.
Right. We got that one. That's all of my week and upcoming week. Mm-hmm. And... Oh, I can say that I do finally have permission... And it's been slightly retweaked because we got permission. Soon, Myth Dudes,
right.
The fake trailer for
right.
the thing that I did for a company whom I can't say
right.
in anything, will be available. And it's been recut, re-edited.
To take out all, yeah.
And yeah, I believe that every instance and reference is clean and clear. Mm-hmm. But I'm really excited to release that 17 seconds upon the world or
that'd be fun.
Whatever it was.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I did do something that I will be able to share. I've still got to edit it. Hmm. But on Sunday, I filmed a couple of burlesque dancers at Naked City doing a weird little promo that they're... There's like a long story behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Buman was originally supposed to film it, but he is in Boston right now doing... He is the technical director for Ernest Shackleton in Boston.
Wow.
So he was just the lighting guy, like the light... I think he was assistant lighting, but he did a lot of the Q-Lab work and stuff like that.
Right.
but he's full-on technical director now for the Boston show. Of Ernest Shackleton. So he had to fly out, couldn't do it. So I went and filmed that. It's weird. There are French fries, but it's a lot of fun. And I'll share that as soon as I get it cut together and actually get a copy of the music. I'm waiting on a copy of the music because everything is based on music beats.
Right.
So I can't edit until I have the music laying under it. I might just have to buy it. I didn't want to because... You know, it's their thing, but I might just buy it.
Oh, and I should have the Russell Hodgkinson memes done.
Oh, nice. Was it the Doc memes?
The Doc memes. We got everything picture they, locked.
They're dank Doc memes.
No. Oh, by the way, the thing that was holding me up on YouTube was not the music.
Oh, really?
It was an actual... I had spliced together and apparently had one section. I mean, I cut the ever-loving crap out of this one segment of them in the van talking. But there was one segment that was just long enough that the video popped.
Oh. So sci-fi.
And I was like,
okay.
No, NBC.
The sci-fi? Is sci-fi owned by NBC?
It has to be. It must be a parent company. Yeah. But I was like, are you... kidding me? So anyway, we cut the shit out of that, cut some other stuff. We got a nice under 5 minute cut now. Goes along pretty well. I just need to EQ all the sound and everything, and that will be out for Russ hopefully this week.
Cool. Well, shall we get some questions?
I think we should.
Okay, let's do this.
Let's see. Mike Ott, the ever-sensitive and caring individual that he is, right?
Mr. Otter.
Do either of you own an immune system at all? Just wondering.
Nope, not at all.
Also, more spelt like boar with an M, as in the animal. Bard Stuffs. Please, thanks, bye. Oh, please, thanks, K-bye.
Yeah.
I think. Okay.
Yeah, please, thanks, K-bye. Yeah, so, no. I don't know. We haven't been, like, terribly sick. We've been worn out or broken by a number of things. But this is the first time that I remember being, like, super, super sick. That wasn't brought on by something very specific, like eating something bad at a restaurant.
Right.
Or you know, hurting myself in some way. So as far as immunodeficiency goes, this is really kind of the first time that that's happened this year. But my immune system isn't great. It's not great. It's not terrible, but it's not great. My mom smoked in the house a lot when I was a kid. So, you know, take that as you will. But yeah, mine's not hot. And yes, more Bard Stuff, obviously, coming.
Right now.
Right now.
Here's some more Bard Stuff.
Have some Bard Stuff.
Paula Moran writes, what is the strangest thing... Take two. What is the strangest thing friends talked you into doing that you actually ended up enjoying?
This podcast.
Exactly.
No. The strangest thing people talking me into doing... I don't really know.
For legal reasons, I can't name most of the ones that people talk me into doing.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
And technically, I don't usually end up enjoying them either. I think the biggest stretch thing that I ever did, and I may get a little weepy at this, was to do a murder mystery where I met you.
Yes, I remember that. Very well.
And so that was sort of let's do it, let's do this. But I don't
want to go all the way to Port Townsend.
And you know, I like staying, instead of the one day, I stayed two because
we both
met some really cool people. Yeah. And
well, and they were short on cast.
Whatever.
I mean, that's why
I was going to leave anyway. But
there we go.
You and Aaron made it possible for me to stay.
Oh, well, thanks. So, that was a lot of fun.
It was.
I still remember my favorite part of that evening, though, was when you were the French. You were the French doctor.
The French with the English accent or the English guy with the French accent?
No, so you were supposed to be French.
Right.
And I was the British guy. This was the second night. And you were like, I love the, how do you say croissant? And I was like, yes, how do you say croissant? Because you were the French guy.
Yeah.
It was great. That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of where, if we're getting right down to brass tacks, that's kind of where everything started.
Yeah.
Like, and then after that, you were like, hey, come do this short. My friend Keith Bowling is doing this weird little short film race thing. Just come do that. I was like, all right, let's do it. So we went and shot all night in
Renton.
it was fun. And I'm surprised we found the stuff we found to be able to shoot.
Yep.
But, man, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Even had a light rain going.
Yes, we did.
Oh, it was nothing like when we were shooting up an Index, though.
No.
That's fun.
Yeah.
The big thing with Index... So, Index, Washington is a beautiful place. Just absolutely gorgeous. It could be high mountains anywhere. Like you could easily pass it off as Montana or anything like that.
Rockies.
Just beautiful, right? Midges.
Oh,
in the late summer they have the worst midge problem.
Yeah,
and I was booming on No String Attached, which was their another short film festival thing they were doing with Connor Marks.
Mm-hmm.
And oh man, my hands were just covered in little red bumps cuz those things just were tenacious.
Yeah.
So, still, a lot of fun. for me, I would say something I was talked into, probably the SCA. I didn't have any desire to go, and I actually really enjoyed it.
Cool.
Of course, now I don't have any desire to go again. Because I found cons, and I prefer them.
Yeah.
I like being able to sleep in a real bed at night.
I would like to go sometime to an SCA event and not be like, I've paid my admission and I'm walking through. I would like to go be part of a group that was somehow involved with the SCA event, I think that would be an interesting experience.
You really need to do that. Otherwise, you're like a tourist at a Renaissance fair.
Right.
And so, yeah, you got to do that. You got to go garb up. Mm-hmm. If you ever end up in an SCA event and don't have clothes, go find the gold key. Those are, they bring garb for people to use. So, but yeah, it's totally a lot of fun. There are a lot of great ones. So we're in what's called Antier, which is just the Pacific Northwest. So go check out their event calendar. If you go to the I think it's SCA.org/Antier or something like that. But yeah, just go. You can go camp and just have fun. It's great.
Cool. Rob McClellan writes in twice. Firstly, geez, where are all the questions this week? They were just late, Rob. It's okay.
Yeah, we just waited. We waited for them. That's really what this was.
So, funny you should ask this question, because we almost answered it earlier. So, with Strahler's beginning production, or at least a pilot, is there a particular genre that you would like to see represented?
So, again, we're not involved with Strahler's currently, but a lot of our friends are. And for those of you wondering what it's about, you can go to facebook.com/Strahler's. It may not be up yet, but it'll be up soon.
Mm-hmm.
And follow the production there. What genre? I'd be interested in... So we kind of talked about this a little bit. That premise I had of magic is real. So in Strahler's, magic is real. Magic is real, but only AI can use it.
Right.
That's so kind of a kind of cyberpunk, but not really cyberpunk. Cybermage-y, maybe, I don't know. So
I would like a Jules Verneian oceanic type.
Yes.
Piece represented.
That'd be great. That's missing a lot. Like, I haven't seen very much of that, you know. And then when it's been done recently, it's been done poorly.
Yeah. And I think, too, I know, and everyone's going to shoot me, and probably you too, but League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I thought that was a very cool representation of the Nautilus.
Yeah, the 3 minutes or whatever. Discounting the fact that they got Venice completely wrong. But yeah, I mean.
But of the ship.
No, that's what I wanted. I wanted more of the ship.
Yeah.
And instead, we got that movie that we got with the fighting in the fucking library and all that shit.
Right.
But I agree, the Nautilus itself was great, and I actually thought Ahab was great.
Mm-hmm.
One of the very few performances I really liked in that movie.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's what it should have been, is them in the ship, like, learning to... that was weird. Oh, is that your phone?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't disagree with you on that point about the movie. It is not a good film. I mean, it made Sean Connery quit acting. But it's not a good film. But that part was almost... It was so close to there. It was just right there.
Yeah.
So, he's texting. Texting while podcasting, dude? You're going to get into a wreck.
I know. So... yeah, I think that's...
Yeah.
That's what I think that would be pretty cool.
That would be cool.
Rob also writes, so now that the natural 20 cat is out of the bag, and this is going to be directed, I think, predominantly at you. I can't answer this.
Okay, I'll take it.
Can we expect to see a Canadian, quote, black ice in a hack? You know, the kind that pulls your virtual hockey jersey over your head before giving you a cyber pummeling.
Well, they've obviously had to up the security game since the last movie. I mean, that was an obvious security hole.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. There's going to be... It's still being written.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a lot of requirements coming in that I'm having a bit of fun working around. Just because they're character-heavy requirements that maybe shouldn't be put in just yet, but that's beside the point.
So, well, and you and I need to have a conversation about that so that I can have another conversation about stuff.
Okay.
Because I need to get up to speed so that I can have an intelligent conversation.
Right. Well, I just don't want... We're potentially in a situation that we've been in before where jumping the gun on hiring a name for namesake.
Right.
But it's a cool name. I will admit, it's a really cool person. I won't talk about it yet.
Right.
It's a really cool person. But, I mean, we hired Fran Kranz, we hired Bob Sapp, and they said nothing aside from, like, one anemic tweet from Fran, and that was it,
mm-hmm.
about JourneyQuest.
Yep.
So I'm not into hiring names for name's sake.
Right. And as I think I can say, because I think it's official, as producer, we're going to learn from our mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And find creative solutions to have everyone's wants and desires met as well as can be met.
As well as can be met. So if that includes a hockey jersey over the head, you better damn well believe it'll be in there.
And it will be a black hockey jersey.
Yeah.
Just to help.
Well, hold on now.
And that's a Cyberrun color anyway.
So this is Toronto area, right?
Yeah.
I mean, haven't Leafs fans been already been beaten up enough? I mean, if you're being honest here, like,
my insides are about to explode. And from the Twitter sphere, we've already talked about RPG Research's tweet on getting the RPG trailer fundraiser some traction. All we can do is kind of say, hey, give it a look-see. If you would be so kind and believe in the work that he's doing, give it a boost. Give it a shout-out. Help sort of... you know, mm-hmm. get that out into the ether.
Right. And again, that's GoFundMe.com/RPG trailer.
Yes.
TRAILER.
And our question for the week on the Twitters comes from...
one question from
Thomas
Twitter.
A. Brophy. Hey, Bard Stars.
Uh-huh.
Okay, buttering us up already. I already said the Cowboys did well.
Mm.
If you were cast in a David Lynch project...
Oh, obviously this is kicking up because of the filming starting on Twin Peaks.
What type of character would you want to play?
Well, for me, I honestly, just because of how I look and how I present and everything, it'd probably be like a police officer, a bumbling police officer in the beginning or something, or... more preferably, the owner or proprietor of a bar or restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would take. It wouldn't be a lead at all, but I also probably wouldn't get murdered.
Right.
So I'd have a bit part once every episode or two. I'll take that.
Yeah. I can honestly say that the part I want is the part that I auditioned for, which I didn't know I was auditioning for, but the weird audition that I went into was for the bartender. Apparently, for this said thing. I still haven't heard anything about it, but since everyone else is hearing things about it, I'm assuming that I'm not the bartender.
Well, they've already started filming.
Right.
So.
But maybe they haven't gotten to the bartender yet, and they're just waiting,
maybe
holding out hope on me. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I would love to see you in Twin Peaks, man. That'd be awesome.
Oh, and as of today, there's a little class action something going on from a previous podcast that we talked about trying to move forward with my career.
Mm-hmm.
There are apparently a number of people whom the person that I went fictitiously to go talk to said, wow, there's a lot of people. This is fictitiously bullshit, and I'm going to fictitiously help y'all as a group.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I am part of that group.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited.
I work across the street from the imaginary place.
Yes, you
That's
do.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wanted to share an email that we both got.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure if you read it or not.
It came to the Bards.
I believe.
Okay.
It's from a James Roy Peters. Just want to give a shout out. Hello to you.
Hey, James.
I'll just read the whole thing. Just hey, Scott it. And Andy. First off, I want to say thank you for the excellent content. Thank you for thinking so. I found out about your podcast a month or two ago, and as a fan of the gamers, I was rather giddy. My school's European Martial Arts Club actually took last night off to watch The Gamers 2 in celebration of the Blu-ray Kickstarter.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks.
Here's the good part.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you often get sent snacks, such as Tim Tams, because they're not readily and readily and properly available in Seattle.
That is the correct way to put that.
Amen, sister.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Seattle has a decent set of Japanese food and goods shops, but are there any snacks you'd like from Japan that you can't get there? The myriad flavors of Kit Kats, for instance.
You hit the nail on the head, sir.
I look forward to your continued awesomeness. Thank you, James. And I am going to let Andy speak for the both of us because he'll know what I like because I don't know what the possibilities are.
So, yes, Kit Kat is amazing. We love Kit Kat. The rest, I mean, everything's sort of readily available. I guess the Doritos situation is also pretty interesting in Japan, so that might be a cool thing to try. We do have a Wajimaya here.
Doritos.
They do crazy Doritos flavors in Japan.
Huh.
But yeah, we have Wajimaya here, which
right.
They're a fairly decent importer. There's a lot of stuff there.
Yeah.
Most of it's from Japan. Some of it's from China. Some of it's from Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
For example, there are these amazing little espresso candies from Indonesia that taste like drinking a slightly overly sweet cup of coffee. It's amazing. But Kit Kat, because of just how Nestle works here, we don't get. I think we get green tea, but I like we green tea. You can get at Uwajimaya, yes, but you can't get Ichigo, which is strawberry. You can't get. You can get white chocolate, but there are a number of other flavors you can't get, and there are a lot of flavors of Kit Kat in Japan. So, skip the Pocky, skip. The Yami, skip all that stuff, but Kit Kat would be amazing.
What are the they're white, almost like a taffy, but not taffy.
They're white mochi, but no,
they're
not
they're,
taffy.
They're all wrapped in individual little like low wax paper things.
Okay,
and they're kind of a chewy candy with maybe like a crunchy center.
I don't know. Off the top of my head, what you're talking about exactly.
I had them once.
Oh, and they were Japanese?
I'm pretty sure. I think I had them at an anime convention, so I guess I'm going out on a limb that it was either that or Korean.
But I mean, there's a ton of different candy. There's
none of which is really good for my health right now. But
well, you know, you'd be surprised. Japanese candy is a lot healthier than American candy.
Bring it on.
Strawberry.
Send it all here.
Strawberry marshmallows that you can get. And they're
what?
Like, but it's like, you know, 50 calories because it's not a huge portion.
Right.
It's like a little tiny guy. There are these amazing little bean cakes that look like they were cooked in tiny, tiny rice cookers. They're so good. It's a yam. It's a purple yam. Those are really good. We should go do an Wajimaya trip, get a bunch of crap, bring it back, and do an on-air like taste test.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot of fun. And if we get the Kit Kats, we can do those as well.
Indeed. Well, so there you go. You too could be a future programmer for a Two Bards podcast. Just send us stuff.
Yes. I will skip the Ichigo sweet bread snack that got a lot of people into trouble. You haven't heard about this? Don't look it up. So bread snacks are like really popular in Asia. In fact, buns in general, it's not a big thing, but it's like much more popular than they would be here. There was a snack manufactured that it's cream-filled strawberry buns that looked like something that you probably shouldn't sell to just...
Did it look like a penis?
Wrong gender.
Okay.
Yeah. And, of course, there's a picture of a girl on the bag.
Oh, no.
But it was...
It
wasn't intentional. So, and you fill them up with cream. So there you go.
I want to ask this question. I'm going to be as delicate as humanly possible. You listed a number of things together. I want to know where the comma felt with the strawberry.
So
was it a strawberry pastry?
It's a pastry where one layer is strawberry flavored and colored.
Oh, man. Seriously? Yeah.
And then folded up.
Oh.
So.
Okay. That answers my question. At least it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. So.
Okay.
On that note, how the hell can I transition out of this? I was going to say something. Something food related.
Itadakimasu. No?
Lost it. Okay. It's gone. We have successfully managed, through no fault of our own, a shorter than normal podcast.
Well, good.
Regardless of how we edit it, it will be under an hour.
I'm starting to get busy, so let's say thank you to our backers.
Yes, please.
And get my ass into bed.
Okay.
Not you.
Right.
No, I'll drive home. You will drive. Separate bed at home.
Yes.
Okay.
So thank you to...
William Hawks Robinson.
Leslie Sedlak.
Todd McKimmy.
Donald Evans.
Zombie Orpheus Entertainment.
Digby Davis LLC.
Paula Moran.
Amanda Cook.
Mark Bevier.
James Herbert.
Adam Morey.
Matthew Hunt.
Tim Martin.
Rob McLennan.
Lotta Jerv.
Laura Adams.
Tom Bro, the guy who likes the Dallas team.
Tom Stewart.
Dougie Sharp.
Justin Everett.
Brittany Bentley.
Bradley Swan.
Trampas Johnson.
Gordon D. Duke.
Beau Pritchard.
Brad Roberts.
Jennifer Reifenberry.
Rival Guy.
Chad Jones.
And I remember what I was going to say.
What were you
going to
say?
Kudos to Rob McLennan for his awesome... why can't I remember the name of the cat? Tobin. Cowl.
Yes.
It's looking super fucking cool.
Now I've just got to sedate the cat in such a way as to get him to wear it, because we have a bard hat for him and we can't get him to wear it.
Speaking of which, do I have my bard hat?
Well, they all went to Don. Yours is... Okay, so we've got two for you.
Okay.
Because you've got your original from the show.
Right.
That's kind of ours as a...
Collective.
Collective. And then you've got your own personal numbered one.
Right.
So your own personal number one is there, but we have to order a new set of feathers because the feathers only came in packs of 10.
No, weird.
So, yeah. But we'll probably just give you the hat and we'll figure it out later.
Whatever. I just want to see my face on a tag.
Yeah. Neil deGrasse Tyson, if you want a bard hat.
Please come on the show.
We will give you one.
Gratis.
I'll give you a little tiny one that's supposed to go on a cat. It'll be a lot of fun. It's like a neutron star of bard hats. Massive.